From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Zimbabwean president reportedly under house arrest. Zimbabweans faced a second day of political uncertainty Thursday, with rumors surfacing about how and when President Robert Mugabe would relinquish control after nearly four decades in power. Mugabe was placed under house arrest on Tuesday by military forces as they seized control of the South African country in a swift and bloodless operation. Sources say Mugabe is refusing to resign. In Britain, Zimbabwean party official Nick Mangwana said the army has no problem with Mr. Mugabe, only those who surround him.
They had a problem with some people that were around him, that were doing the purging and that were doing the stealing.
Ober Gutu, a spokesman for the opposition movement for democratic change, said he's not surprised by the military's action, calling the political climate in the country volatile.
This is an unsustainable system. The political repression of the Mugabe regime was not sustainable. This is why we say that ZANU-PF, in the form that it was always going to be an accident waiting to happen.
Various reports say Mugabe's former vice president Emmerson Mnangagwa and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai have both returned from their self-imposed exiles to take part in a new government. President Trump on Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of the North Korean threat, strengthening alliances, and seeking fair and reciprocal trade.
In Asia, our message was clear and well-received. America is here to compete, to do business, and to defend our values and our security.
Mr. Trump reaffirmed his commitment to a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. This is VOA News. The French and German leaders Wednesday pledged to limit the use of coal and called for more international action to limit climate change. Participating in a meeting involving officials of 200 nations in Bonn, host Chancellor Angela Merkel insisted that climate change is the most significant struggle of our time.
Und deshalb sind wir der Überzeugung, dass
Ms. Merkel said she's convinced that climate policies go hand in hand with future-oriented economic policy. The meeting sought to bolster the Paris Climate Agreement that aims to end the use of fossil fuels this century. The UN Security Council is scheduled to vote Thursday on competing proposals by the U.S. and Russia to continue an international inquiry into chemical weapons use in Syria. The mandate for the joint inquiry by the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons expires midnight Thursday. It found the Syrian government used the banned nerve agent sarin in an April 4th attack that killed dozens of civilians. The Security Council Wednesday expanded the number of peacekeepers in Central African Republic by 900 in a unanimous vote on Wednesday. The force is known as MINUSCA. Michelle Sisson is the deputy U.S. ambassador.
In MINUSCA's case, we believe additional capacity will provide MINUSCA the necessary flexibility to address emerging threats and to fulfill its protection of civilians mandate.
Since a 2013 coup, thousands have died in sectarian and ethnic conflict, and a fifth of the population has fled. Angolan President João Lourenço on Wednesday fired the daughter of his predecessor as head of the state oil company. Isabel dos Santos, considered one of Africa's richest women, was one of eight board members let go in what analysts see as a way for the new leader to exert his authority following the 38 years José Eduardo dos Santos ruled the country. The 500-year-old painting of Christ by Renaissance master Leonardo da Vinci sold Wednesday to an anonymous buyer for a record $450 million, including fees, at the auction house Christie's in New York.
Leonardo Salvatore Mundi selling here at Christie's. $400 million is the bid, and the piece is sold.
The 66-centimeter-tall painting dates to around 1500 and was previously in the collection of English kings. Venezuela won easier debt terms from Russia Wednesday as the economically strapped South American nation resumed interest payments on bonds after two ratings agencies declared it in partial default. The state oil company owns about $60 billion in debt, but the country's total outstanding debt could be as high as $140 billion. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.